Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
You just can't come down to Liston Varna during the matchmaking festival and not speak to Willie Daly, the famous matchmaker. And today we looked out because Willie is here and his daughter Elsa. They're here in the Roadcaster. Lads, how's it going?
Very good. Great, lovely great, to be no, here.
Thanks. There's a great buzz around the town, Willie.
Isn't there, though? I think, you know, it's just so nice that so many people get so excited around September. You know?
I think you can smell it in the air.
It just brings kind of love, kind of blossoms. And then, you know, you have the last thing about, it's like September is like the end, the fall. It's like the last rose of summer, your last chance for love, maybe, you know.
I spoke to a woman outside who travelled from Canada. Her name was Renee. And apparently you had a bit of a dance with her and she put her hand on the book last night. Are you confident you can find Renee a fella?
No, I even think, I know last night, later in the night, I see her walking off hand in hand with a man. So I think the book definitely worked.
Tell me.
With her now, my work is done.
Work is done. So when people take part in the festival, you have a questionnaire, don't you? You get them to fill out a bit of a questionnaire.
Yeah.
What's the most important question for a good match, would you say?
Well, the reality is, you know, no, there isn't any questions.
Oh.
No, it's just kind of, you know, will you marry me or will you not? I don't know. Well, I won't say will you not. That don't come with... Fellas can walk up to a girl at this festival and say, you know, you don't have to say how are you or the day is nice or isn't the music good. You just say, will you marry? And girls at this point in time, you know, they express often they don't like time waste or so. They just get down to, you know, quickly say... And that's what... you couldn't do it in another city or another town. If you walked up to the attractive woman and said, will you marry? She'd probably have you arrested. But in Liston Varna, it's expected that you'll do it.
Okay.
And it's appreciated. Now, sometimes women say, what will I say? And I'd always say, of course you'll say yes, because a woman is allowed to change her mind every 25 minutes, I think.
You brought the famous book with you. I'm looking at it here. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It looks like it's been through the wars. It's tied together with a shoestring. There's some secrets written down in that book. Elsa, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for popping in. Can you tell me about the book?
Yeah, the book is like 160 years old and it's been there, done that. As you can see, the cover itself says it all. So yeah, there'd be a lot of matches from back in the day in there. You know, there weren't questionnaires back then, so it'd be quite basic, you know, the farmer up the road and he's got land and, you know, there was no cars back then, so the closest match you could get, I guess, back then. Okay. But yeah, no, it's very interesting.
What happens? Because I hear that women like to put their hands on the book. Is that for luck in their dating lives? Is that what it is?
Yeah, well, that's really has, you know, they love to touch the book and they hold on to it. And I suppose it's to do with the universe and to do with luck and magic.
How many people do you reckon you've set up over the years, Willie?
I'd say no. I'm going to be honest with you. You know that the matchmaking has continued going on, but I'd say probably in the area of about 3,000, maybe a nice bit more. You know, I would think considerably more. You know, but
whoa, over 3,000 people. Get producer Anita in here. She wants to have a go of the book. Okay, it's the only reason she shouldn't even be in Liston Varna, but she had to. This is producer Anita.
Hello,
hi.
Anita. So is it okay if Anita puts her hand on the book, because she's had a disastrous love life in the last one.
Okay, so there's two ways the book works now. For love and marriage, inside of 6 months, for you put both hands, close your eyes for approximately 11 seconds. You don't count the seconds, but you think about someone good looking and happy that you're going to be happy for the rest of your life with. Now, if you just want love and happiness, you touch it with one hand. If you're already married and you touch the book again for your partner or yourself, you restart your honeymoon feeling some tonight on again, so you can't go wrong.
What if I lie my entire body on the book?
Anita wants to lie her entire body over the book.
That works instantly.
Willie! You're gas. Okay,
two
so
hands.
Two hands on the book, Anita.
Close your eyes.
Close
your eyes.
You know the song, Close Your Eyes and I'll Kiss You Tomorrow. I'll Miss You.
okay, Anita, I think it's time. Anita. Yeah, thank you. Oh, how'd you feel? Do you feel
hopeful?
You're hopeful, yeah, but you yeah. did say that.
That's
everybody
what it's
is.
All about.
Ah, listen, Elsa. Everybody's saying they feel so hopeful when they come yeah, down here, and it's yeah. such a yeah. buzz. You are still an apprentice. Let's
yes.
let's say.
Yeah, I'm taking over in the future. It's hard shoes to fill, though. You know, wow. like seriously.
Well, she's better looking than I am, so that helps a bit.
What's it like being back after a 2-year gap? It must be
yeah.
crazy.
Do you know what? It's absolutely brilliant. Like the couples that have come, you know, the old people, the people that come here dancing, all, you know, for years that couldn't come down. It's just great to see faces we haven't seen for a good while. And great atmosphere in the weekend, you know, the evenings and at night time and stuff like
that. Incredible.
Absolutely.
Oh, the buzz.
We really missed it now. We did.
Well, it's great to have you back.
And
you bring
book,
so much joy.
The book is like, or the Liston Varna Festival is like, it's like a family reunion, you
yeah.
know. The amount of people that just love to meet other people, like, you know, so that there isn't a misconception. I don't know what that means, but someone said to use that word. So, but it's to, that the people come to greet each other, laugh with each other. Many of them have their partners, and some of them are definitely quietly looking for partners, and more not so quiet.
Willie, I think you're going to see a huge turnaround and see a lot more people coming. People are fed up with the online dating
yeah,
world. They're fed
absolutely.
Up with the Tinder and the ghosting and the catfishing, and you know, and they're going back. They're going back to what we used to do years and years and years ago, and that's why it's so popular. I've met so many
yeah.
girlfriends and so many girls in their 20s and 30s that yeah. have been to the
it's
festival
true.
And had an amazing
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Now, you have a guitar, in, so you brought the book and you also brought your guitar.
Yeah, I did. I
got well, are you going to sing us a little
I'll
bit of a song?
A song. No, this song, it's a quite a, it's a, it's a song of the past, I suppose, as well. It was very common in the early years where a little girl of any age would like to get married, and sometimes that would be governed by when her brother might have got married. There might be 13 or 14 children in the family.
Yeah.
In them times. But
okay.
So as soon as the brother would get married, the new woman had come in, so the rest would have to get out. So in this case, it was a 17-year-old girl that was married. That was married to an 83-year-old man. That
oh,
was
God,
married
love her.
So
God,
the
love
name,
her.
Yeah. This little girl, her name was Mary, so she wrote the song. And the name of the song is Girls When You're Very Young, Don't Marry an Elderly Man.
All right, that's good
unless,
advice, really.
Unless he's very rich, and it goes like this. Well, an old man came courting me, hey, ding, durum, ma. Old man came courting me being young. This old man came courting me, damn nearly killed me. Now, mates, when you're young, never made an old man, cause he got no falurum. Fal diddle, I hear him, ha. Got no falurum, fal diddle, I, got no falurum, he's lost his ding durum. So mates, when you're young, never wait an old man. Well now, when we went to bed, hey ding durum ha, when we went to bed, me being young, oh when we went to bed, he laid like he was dead. Mates, when you're young, never wait an old man.
Keep going, Willie, keep going.
So
that is Willie and Elsa Daly. Keep going, Willie. That's good advice. Don't marry an old lad unless he's a rake of cash. He's matching people all September in Liston Varna. You'll find him in his office in the Matchmakers Bar in the town centre. Oh, I need to gather myself after this. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.